You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 4, Episode 6, Yellow Fever. Hello and welcome. I'm John, and joining me, we have Paul Mackey.
Hi. Darcy has been taken down by brides, apparently.
Yep. Bridezilla's under attack. So she will not be joining us for this episode, sadly. But we also have Annie.
Hello.
And Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And we have a guest for this episode. Please welcome back Nutty.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Nutty.
And this week we'll be doing a Nubentary episode for Yellow Fever. The way this typically works, Nutty and myself and Annie, we have seen the episode before. We will be your experts. But Paul and Yvette have not seen the episode, so they'll be watching it for the first time. So for those of you who would like to watch along with us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or iTunes download, whatever you may have. Get that ready. Make sure your recaps are enabled, so that's the first thing you see when you hit play for Yellow Fever. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to hit play. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
Then.
Dean panting.
Somebody has their subtitles on.
Always.
Me too.
I'm a whole new level of freak.
I just listened to the episode where you guys said that Castiel is Bing Bong, and I almost...
Thank you for the reminder.
It was so funny.
Run, Dean.
Oh, a hellhound.
Or just a dog.
Stop. That's adorable.
Is it bad I was laughing knowing that was coming?
Am I covering lower third?
I don't remember.
You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Nobody we know. Colorado.
Earlier.
Okay.
We're going Aerosmith this time.
Hey, I'm glad somebody caught it.
I was looking up autopsy pictures earlier. They are like never as nice as you see on TV.
No. No. Plus, that incision was so fake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Let me just cut into this rubber body.
Mm-hmm. The Foley helps.
I know. They could have at least cut into like a piece of pork or something.
Yeah. Something.
Isn't it nice that he didn't have hair on his chest?
Dean.
Dean, what all you handle? You handle this kind of crap all the time, man.
Here, Dean, have a heart.
Spleen juice.
Wow, that seems like so dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, unsanitary.
Like bloodborne illnesses.
That's why Scully wears usually, a face mask.
Yeah, they have those.
Yeah, goggles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A whole plastic shield, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He looks familiar. Don't know why.
The young one or the old one?
The old one.
It's probably a character actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
a lot of TV, I'd imagine.
I really hate when you have to take your shoes off before you go into somewhere. Ugh, I can't.
That floor looks horrible.
It's all over Canada. You got to take your shoes off before going into any house.
I'm always worried about my feet smelling.
We have winter a lot longer and lots of wet.
Yeah, and I guess people maybe have carpeting. I don't know. Everywhere here has hardwood floors, so you're not trying to pad around on those. Like, I don't understand why you'd want to be barefoot in a house, but...
This guy's cleanliness reminds me of the mayor.
Yes.
Is a gamecock like a fighting rooster?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to name your team after.
I know, right? Something illegal in most places. Not in Louisiana, I was just told.
It's only illegal if you modify the chickens by adding razor blades and stuff, apparently.
Spurs and things. Told.
Yeah.
What?
That seems barbaric.
They put spurs on their feet, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
God, now I'm just offending all of our cockfighting listeners.
Yeah. Well, it depends on which kind of cockfighters you're talking about.
I was waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro one kind and anti the other.
Can you figure out which one? Judging by their ties, apparently Sam is a Republican and Dean is a Democrat. You would have thought that'd be the other way around.
I see Dean as a union man. I see that.
I have a hard time seeing Dean as a Republican. Although
you don't
might
like
be more
the looks of those teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, libertarian. That makes the most sense. But yeah, Sam is.
Those teenagers look nothing shifty.
Sam is super liberal.
Aw, that lizard is cute. Oh, that thing's cute too. That alligator.
Why would you keep an alligator in your house though? Like, that's not enough water.
I know, those things get big.
Don't they have ones that only grow to a certain size?
Yeah, they're
mini alligators?
Yeah. But even so, they need lots of water.
Right. Also, like, I don't really like the size of that tank. Like, I'd want it to be bigger for him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at mini alligators right now. They're adorable. Sorry. Damn, that's cute.
Gracie, whenever she rolls over on her side, she looks like an alligator. because her fur is all white on like the underside of her, so
cute. I like if you get like real close to a dog how their nose is like reptilian.
Mm-hmm. Donnie.
Marie.
Oh, that is beautiful.
She is. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous. Have you seen the video of the giant yellow python like that that can open doors?
No.
It that's terrifying. It goes down the hall, it opens the door to the bathroom, and then it gets in the tub.
Oh, that's cute. I like wow. it.
He's got run of the house when his owners are away.
How funny.
Such a that's a really slow speed limit.
What is it, a school zone?
Yeah, I know. It's a middle of night.
Yeah, so Dean's got something going on because, yeah, that is kind of weird. Considering that those ordinary teenagers looked horrible too.
If it was a school zone, it would probably be more like 15.
Yeah, so where is there a 20 miles? Per hour speed limit. That's 15, crazy.
15, isn't it 25? Jeez.
Am I haunted?
Not out in Texas. Mm. Usually in Texas it's 15.
I think ours is
my
20.
Car idles at 15.
Those kids better run.
Sorry.
Eye of the tiger.
Bluebird Hotel. That's cute.
John, let's not forget to make them watch the outtake.
Scratches.
Yeah. I was gonna make sure.
Ghost sickness. God, no.
Come down with the ghost sickness.
I don't think that's the reason people started doing that, but okay.
Corn what?
Corn jerkers.
Gamecocks and corn jerkers.
I love how Dean got it from the corpse, even though Sam's the one that got squirted in the face with spleen juice.
Yeah, there you go. Spleen juice right there.
Well, here's the explanation for that.
All right.
Nice. He's scared.
My mother-in-law will not stay in any building above the third floor. because she saw the towering inferno.
Meh.
Oh, wow.
Aww. You have those five story infernos are
killing.
Yeah. Death traps.
It makes no sense, but she was ready to cry because when she came down for our wedding, they had booked her in the fourth floor and she didn't know what to do. And I was like, I'll just get them to change your room. She goes, but they're not going to have the space and I've been booked. And I was like, no, I told them to put you on a lower level. I'll get you down there. She thought I was like a superhero.
Nice graphics.
Oh, that's good. You're dying.
Again, loser. Nice. I think those might be some of those hallucinations.
Are you going to cry?
Baby going to cry.
I swear, it's like Dean is haunting himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's being tormented the way that he would torment.
He's chanting himself.
Baby,
you're going to have to pay for that clock.
No, he doesn't. Besides, okay, it's stolen credit cards.
Some stolen credit card is going to pay for that clock.
Are they stolen or are they fake?
Little column A, little column B. They did talk about identity theft at some point.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of them are fake profiles. Some of them are, taken out in someone else's name.
Right.
Fraud's fraud.
Yeah, it's fraud.
What? Wood?
And that has got a... I would go to the hospital after that. Might have a splinter in your throat.
It's like having a lung full of bees or something.
I don't want to be a clue.
Thanks for stealing my quote.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's not stealing it if I say it during the commentary.
Oh, fair enough. I may change it.
I'll steal that one, too.
Ugh, bastard. Always one step ahead.
Liquid courage.
Broad daylight.
Dean may be losing this one, but Jensen Eccles definitely wins.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
His face acting in this episode, I absolutely love.
Step away from Dean. It might just be him again.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Oh.
Go sickness.
I'm a terrible expert. I forget all these little details.
Lucky for me, I watched the episode an hour ago.
That helps.
Yeah.
Oh, another clue.
Frank and Jesse.
Is that
James?
Is that a reference to?
Probably.
I don't get
Frank
it.
And Jesse. Frank and Jesse James.
Who's that?
Outlaw Brothers.
From the Old West.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for Jesse's the woman in this relationship, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know...
It was the Old West, you know.
You're saying wife.
Frontier times. Yeah. This is my brother wife.
Of course it's the cat.
That is one of my favorite scenes of all of Supernatural.
There was.
It makes me cry every time.
Somebody made a what's called a supercut. It's these things on YouTube where like they'll just take like one thing from like a bunch of different movies and shows and put them all together. And it was supercuts of like, you know, anytime someone was scared by a cat, you know, jump scare by a cat.
Sure.
And this one was in there and I showed it to my mom and she nearly wet herself. She was laughing so hard. And that's how I got her into Supernatural.
That's awesome. I love it. That's a great story.
Yeah.
This is one of those animated GIF memes that goes around like crazy for Supernatural. Remember I told you I lost my shoe was big? Well, him screaming because of the cat is a close second.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not scary at all. He's supposed to be there.
The Blair Witch must be around here somewhere. I love that he looks back. Like, nope, I'm done. Bye, Sam. Sucks to be you.
Scared and drunk.
Oh, man. This one's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Dean.
I love this moment. Pay attention to Dean's hands.
I think I'm a little bit behind. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I don't think you got it yet, sir. Keep going.
He's the I know who he is. He's the werewolf hunter from that episode of Buffy, and therefore he's also Sazan. Yes,
he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
6 degrees of Joss Whedon. For anyone who doesn't know, I do a podcast that's about Castle, and in that I have a segment called 6 Degrees of Joss Whedon.
That's a good segment.
Yeah, anytime anytime there's a guest star, I try and connect it back to Joss Whedon, and it usually works.
Sometimes it's instantaneous, like Gina Torres or Anna Baldwin.
Exactly,
that's an easy one.
And I'm pretty sure any time that it hasn't worked is only because I just didn't try hard enough.
Probably.
Like, there's a connection to be made. I just can't make it right now.
No, I'm nutty.
Do you pretend to be a flea audition?
That's kind of my thing, apparently.
Oh,
Well, see, don't admit to it. Don't tell people that.
I didn't say it.
You're supposed to say no.
I said apparently.
Apparently.
And says if people say it, I don't say it, you know.
Yeah. Well, it would help if you had hair. I mean, I guess if you're going to own it.
Yeah, bald works. Sometimes hair can make you look scarier looking. He's just, he's a straight up Lenny.
Itty.
Yeah. Which grew up to scare Dean.
Wait, was it a ghost cat or a real cat?
I don't know.
It was a real cat.
Maybe it was a ghost cat of the ghost guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that. That means the kitty died.
Hey, kitties die.
No, they don't. Ever. Kitties and puppies live forever.
There's a classic Mac. Some kind of quadra or something.
Oh, wow. By the way, the actor that plays Baldy, put a beard on him and he is smoking. Like, yeah.
I mean, he's pretty attractive without the beard. I mean, he's like a cute guy.
Yeah.
He's like nice and big.
I bet he gives great hugs.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Seems soft. A good artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sensitive artist. He loves kitties. Ooh, where?
I'm looking it up. Behemoth Lorne from Life of the Party.
Six Degrees of Joss Whedon.
I don't know if my mic is picking it up.
Apparently, I'm hungry.
But I swear.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Here comes his great soliloquy.
What else?
Agreed.
Yeah, could be.
That's the best part. He's 100% right. Rash. Mm-hmm. I love that he did the little thrusting gesture with his hands when he said that. He's like, oh, wait, that's not a tramp stamp.
Ha 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 ha.
for sale.
Dean's just going to be afraid of the dark eventually. He's got to look out. Look out. At least there's a moon out or some sort of source of semi-motivated light.
Oh, there's that little cutie.
And well, we saw the rest of that scene.
Yes. Ran.
I love this episode so much.
Yeah.
Sam's not even there, is he? He's a hallucination? Oh. Oh, he's there. He's not saying any of that stuff.
I like Bobby's car.
Hey, vet, do you know Robert. Who that is?
Bobby.
Wait, what?
It's Ellsworth.
Pretty sick. Oh, God.
I love Bobby.
Gumby and Pokey.
You didn't notice him the first time around?
He was getting scared by Gumby and Pokey.
I know, but it happened so fast I didn't catch it. And then I just saw it in the background. I was like, yay.
Yeah, Pokey got roped around the neck and dragged out of the building.
Yeah, yeah. I mean I caught that, but I didn't pick up on that's who that was. Does anybody remember the reference to Gumby and Pokey?
Oh yeah,
back. Does that make me Pokey? All you had to do was spit in his face.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I like, though, when he smacks the gun away, they both look scared of it.
Yeah. Like, don't touch it. Dean killed a man without even touching him.
Wow.
No, you just hit one of those pressure points you always hear about.
It was chi.
Well, last time he hid in the corner for a second. Scared.
Yeah, he didn't exactly come right at you.
It's more like he lumbered at you, like just like, what's that? Who are you? What's with the gun?
By the way, every time I watch this, I always think this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, it seems like.
Yeah.
Poor guy was bullied in life. Let's bully him in death.
Yeah, wow. I'm not crazy with how they. I get the writer in me understands, but the audience member part of me is just like, I'm uncomfortable.
And by the way, how big does somebody have to be to tower over Jared Padalecki?
Okay. Pretty big.
All it takes is an apple crate.
Well, okay, that's true. Damn you and your logic.
That's for stealing my quote. Look who it is. I love her. She's the best.
Oh, Supernatural and your creepy kids.
He's not scared of you, Sam.
By the way, according to IMDb, this guy is 6'10", but considering Jared Padalecki's IMDb is totally lying, I wonder.
Oh, chain.
Yeah, this is why Nutty and I are uncomfortable.
Yeah,
this is real rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, it's like I understand like the idea of it as a writer to like, oh, let's bring it back full circle and, you know, and that's how you get rid of the ghost. But it's just like,
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Do it to this poor guy again.
Ugh. Yeah.
And it reinforces the dick behavior anyway, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, this ghost sickness, which is so silly to say, that's why it has to be a silly episode. This ghost sickness goes after people as a punishment. So continuing bad behavior will solve your problem?
Right. It's, I don't know. It's like, fighting fire with fire, you know, I guess. I mean,
no, that doesn't
work. Wouldn't that just create more fire?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have one of the many roadside beers. How much drinking and driving do these boys do?
Seriously? I know. Bobby turned it refused. Down. Yeah.
I mean, there is such a thing as suppression fire, but still. Can't tell what kind of car that is. It looks like
Monte Carlo, right?
Is it? Or a Camaro, maybe?
That's not a Camaro.
I couldn't get a really good, there was never like a full view of it.
Or it could be, what is it? Dodge something or other. I didn't get a shot of the front.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look at. Because like that would tell you.
Why is there not an IMAB, Internet Audit Auto
database? There is. It's the Internet Movie Car database.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And that would be the place to look.
I know. Yeah,
I identified that. I identified that Yaris last week.
Here we go.
Oh, it's part of the credits. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I love about this is that he stays in character even though the crew's laughing. He'd start scratching Yay!
You cannot watch that and not be Team Dean.
Yeah, I think that just means he won the episode.
Yeah, yeah. That by the way, is number one meme. Number one meme.
All right.
That was awesome.
So there you go. That was Yellow Fever.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up here this week. We hope you will join us next week for a proper review of this episode. And until next time, this is John.
And Paul.
Annie
and some other people.
And Annie.
And Nick Jazz.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Happy hunting.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for IdgitCast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at BorrowedTrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by IdgitCast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan, and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle at castlecast.net, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs. Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com.